Florida, Alaska, Wyoming hold primaries, what to watch. Voters in Florida, Alaska, and Wyoming head to the polls on August 18th to cast their ballots in key primary races that could determine control of Congress. In California, a special election is being held to replace Representative Eric Swalwell, who resigned his seat in April. Multiple states also have gubernatorial races where President Donald Trump has offered his endorsements. Here are the races to watch. Florida. In the Sunshine State, Representative Byron Donalds is the prohibitive favorite to get the GOP nomination for governor. Donalds, who has been endorsed by President Donald Trump, faces 9 other candidates in the primary, including investor James Fishback, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, and former Florida House of Representatives Speaker Paul Renner. Donalds has campaigned on making Florida more affordable, fighting illegal immigration, improving infrastructure, preserving the environment, and stopping government waste. A central part of Fishback's platform is banning data centers in Florida. Data centers raise electric bills, jeopardize our water supply, and crater property values in surrounding communities, his campaign website stated. They consume enormous amounts of land, water, and power, and Floridians get nothing in return. The Democratic primary includes former Representative David Jolly, State Representative Dottie Joseph, and 4 other candidates. Jolly, a former Republican, has run on tackling property insurance costs, investing in public schools, reforming campaign finance and ethics rules, and reducing gun violence. The winner in November will succeed Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican who is term limited. In addition to the gubernatorial contest, there are races for the House. This comes after Florida redrew its congressional map to give Republicans an advantage following other states doing the same. The GOP primary in the 19th Congressional District to succeed Donalds is competitive as it includes 2 former out-of-state members of Congress, Madison Cawthorn and Chris Collins. Cawthorn represented North Carolina's 11th Congressional District between 2021 and 2023, while Collins held New York's 27th Congressional District seat between 2013 and 2019. However, the apparent frontrunner is Catalina Lauf, who worked in Trump's first administration and has drawn his endorsement. Her campaign issues include cutting wasteful spending, cracking down on illegal immigration, and championing the Make America Healthy Again movement. The Cook Political Report rates the district as solid Republican. Over in the 20th, a district that the Cook Political Report rates as solid Democratic, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz is looking to stay in Congress. Her 25th congressional district was redrawn to make it a toss-up. Wasserman Schultz faces 4 other candidates, including former Representative Sheila Cherfalus McCormick, who represented this district between January 2022 and April 2026. Cherfalus McCormick resigned as she faced a House Ethics Committee probe over her allegedly stealing $5 million in disaster relief money to fund her congressional campaign. The Department of Justice indicted Cherfalus McCormick last November. The 25th congressional district went from a reliably Democratic district to a competitive one. The Democratic primary between Representative Jared Moskowitz, who now represents the 23rd congressional district, and Democratic Socialists of America member Oliver Larkin is a test of the Democratic Party on how it views Israel. Moskowitz is pro-Israel, while Larkin is critical of the Jewish state. The frontrunner on the GOP side is former Boca Raton Mayor Scott Singer. Alaska. 2 men named Dan Sullivan are running for Senate in the last frontier. Both are Republicans. Incumbent Senator Dan S. Sullivan and former U.S. Forest Service employee Dan J. Sullivan. The notable Democrat running for the seat is former Representative Mary Peltola, who occupied Alaska's at-large U.S. House seat between 2023 and 2025. Peltola was recruited by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to flip the seat and help Democrats take back the Senate. This race, which the Cook Political Report rates as a toss-up, could determine which party controls the upper congressional chamber. 12 Republicans are running for governor, including former State Attorney General Treg Taylor, former State Revenue Commissioner Adam Crum, former State Senators Click Bishop, Shelley Hughes and Lesle McGuire, Matanuska-Susitna Borough Mayor Edna DeVries, business owner and conservative activist Bernadette Wilson, and former Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson. Whoever wins the primary is likely to win in November, as the Cook Political Report rates the race as likely Republican. The two Democrats running for governor are former Alaska Senate Minority Leader Tom Bejich and former State Representative Jonathan Kreis Tonkins. Bejich is the uncle of Representative Nick Bejich. The winner will succeed Mike Dunleavy, who is term limited. Wyoming. In the Equality State, the races to watch are for governor and U.S. Senate. The gubernatorial race to succeed Mark Gordon, who is term limited, includes these Republicans: Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Degenfelder, State Senator Eric Barlow, retired U.S. Marine Corps Colonel Brent Bien, and rodeo production professional Kurt Blake. Trump has endorsed Degenfelder, while the state GOP has endorsed Bien. The Cook Political Report rates the race as solid Republican. Meanwhile, the Senate race, which the Cook Political Report rates as solid Republican, is all but guaranteed on the Republican side to be won by Representative Harriet Hageman, who has Trump's backing. She faces four other Republicans. The Democrats running are former State Representative James Byrd and Billy Benavidez. The winner in November will succeed Senator Cynthia Lummis, who declined to run for re-election. California. There is a special election in the Golden State's 14th Congressional District to serve the remainder of the term of former Representative Eric Swalwell. State Senator Aisha Wahab and Bay Area Rapid Transit Board President Melissa Hernandez, both Democrats, were the top two vote-getters in the June 16th special primary and advanced to a runoff. Wahab placed first in both the special primary and the June 2nd primary. She and Hernandez will also face off against each other in the fall. The winner of both contests will succeed Swalwell, who resigned in April following allegations of sexual assault by numerous women, including former staffers. Whoever wins the special election will narrow the Republican majority in the House. Speaker Mike Johnson will be able to lose only two Republicans on party line votes.